From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The gruesome task of recovering the bodies of victims continued in Somalia's capital on Saturday, hours after at least 20 people were killed in a huge explosion from a truck bomb. Residents described the blast as the most powerful they had heard in the city in years. The explosion appeared to target a hotel on a busy road in the Hodan district. At least 15 people were injured. While there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, al-Shabaab often targets high-profile areas of Mogadishu with deadly bombings. President Donald Trump's refusal to certify the Iran nuclear deal has sparked a new war of words between the Islamic Republic and America, fueling growing mistrust and a sense of nationalism among Iranians. Maya Bush has more.
Iranian officials and media outlets on Saturday uniformly condemned Trump for accusing Iran of violating the spirit of the 2015 accord and calling on Congress to toughen the law governing U.S. participation. Trump said he was not ready to pull out of the deal, but warned he would do so if it were not improved. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country would remain in the deal, but continue to build and test ballistic missiles, something allowed under the nuclear deal, though Americans believe it violates the accord's spirit. Maya Bush, VOA News.
Former U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan and U.N. envoys from Britain and France called on Myanmar and its de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi to translate promises into actions to end violence and create the conditions for the return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees. Fleeing Rohingya have told harrowing stories of how the Burmese military has burnt their villages and of killings, rape and looting. This is VOA News. Uber lodged its appeal with a London court on Friday to overturn a decision by city regulators to strip it of its taxi operating license. Failure would boot the company from its most important European foothold. Julian Satterthwaite has the story.
It's the start of a legal battle that will decide if the app can stay in its most important European base. London regulators shocked the company last month when they announced it would lose its license. A Reuters analysis estimates that London accounts for about half of Uber's net sales in Europe. That means losing the city could throw into doubt the viability of its entire operation in the region. Uber's already been hit with bans or partial bans in a number of other countries.
That was Julian Satterthwaite. China's President Xi Jinping has made poverty alleviation one of his key policy issues, aiming to lift 70 million people out of severe poverty by 2020. But in that fight, many of China's urban migrants are left out. Ryan Brooks has that story.
In urban China, huge numbers of migrants fall through the cracks. Poverty is a key policy issue for President Xi Jinping, who pledged to lift 70 million Chinese below the poverty line out of hardship by 2020. That campaign has accelerated ahead of the Communist Party's five-year Congress this month, but since benefits can only be collected in a worker's registered home location, migrants like Wang Qin have largely missed out. She's illiterate, earning money by collecting and reselling garbage and working to feed three.
The rent has more than doubled here since I started. I still need to pay the school fees for the child and her food and drink every day. I can't take it. My whole body aches. I can't earn the money. I think about this every day.
She says local corruption won't let her claim benefits in her home province. Chinese officials are frank about the uphill battle ahead. They readily admit their program is only focused on the most pressing problems of the severely rural poor. For those floating just above the poverty line, it's unclear when or if their lives will shift from a daily hand-to-mouth struggle.
And that was Ryan Brooks. The U.S.-led coalition and local officials said Saturday that Syrian Islamic State fighters and civilians will be allowed to evacuate Raqqa, a deal that signals the imminent capture of the city but flouts earlier U.S. protests of negotiating safe exits for the extremist group. However, foreign fighters will be excluded from the evacuation deal. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's membership in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences was revoked Saturday by its board. The decision was reached in an emergency session by the Academy, the world's top movie organization and home to the Oscars. The expulsion was effective immediately. I'm Steve Miller from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.